was another mostly sunny day, and it'll be back up into the upper 80s, clear tomorrow night, going back down to the 50s. Monday is a partly sunny day, and we have a 30% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms, but it's still going to be very warm, highs in the lower 80s. Monday night, a few clouds staying around, possibly showers and thunderstorms. On Monday night, a chance of rain is at 40%. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the music of the American master singer-songwriter Paul Simon, featuring music from his most recent release, Stranger to Stranger.
the edge of the river, limp as a rag, American flag in her arms. Then a triangle of light kissed the red and blue and white along the riverbank, past the dealerships and farms.
The riverbank. You know, that's so recognizable. I don't even, if I heard that song and I had never heard it before, as you probably never have heard it before, I would know immediately that that is Paul Simon. Such a powerful songwriter. And the lyrics. Is there a woman or a man who wouldn't understand why he could not sleep? And the nightmares, when they came like poison to the brain, reminded him again, life is cheap. Army dude. Only son, nowhere to run. A long walk home. Gonna be a long walk home from the riverbank. That song's about a funeral. A funeral for a soldier. And that song comes, as serious as that song is, the groove is so infectious. And it doesn't sound like a drum machine, does it? That rhythm under that music, it just pulses and breathes and drives the music forward. And then you add the depth and the sophistication of the lyrics, and then the timeless voice of Paul Simon. This album is titled Stranger to Stranger, released on June 3rd in 2016. This is the 13th solo recording by Paul Simon in the studio, and he's using as a producer for this entire album an old friend of his, Roy Halley, an amazing producer. There's a little bit that he's written in the liner notes to this album. I think I talked about it a couple of weeks ago that I was waiting for this to come out, and I've actually gone ahead and purchased the vinyl. Maybe you're one of those people that understands what I'm talking about, but vinyl's gotten so expensive. But when you get an album like this, with the incredible production, it's totally worth it to hear the vinyl recording. Anyway, here is from the liner notes that Paul Simon wrote to accompany Stranger to Stranger. Quote, the first rhythmic premise of Stranger to Stranger came from my enjoyment of flamenco music, particularly hand clapping and dancing heels on a wood floor. Jamie Haddad, percussionist in my band, knew a group of Spanish flamenco musicians living in Boston. And we brought them down to New York for an experimental session. Two clappers, one dancer, a cajon player, and Jamie on frame drum. They put down the grooves that were the basis for four songs on the album. The Riverbank, which is the song we just heard, The Werewolf Wristband, and the title track, Stranger to Stranger. So this recording with these flamenco dancers, that session took place back in March 2013. Although this album was not completed, and a lot of the songs hadn't even been written at that time. So here's what he says about the song that we just heard. The Riverbank's lyrics had their roots in a visit I made to Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, to talk with some of the wounded vets from Iraq and Afghanistan who were rehabbing there. It was also inspired by my emotional experience playing at the funeral of one of the teachers who died in the Newtown, Connecticut school massacre. So there we go. It's going to be a long walk home from the riverbank. Simon is very clear to credit Roy Halley with producing this album. In fact, the liner notes, they say, what do they say? They say, produced by Paul Simon and his old partner, Roy Halley. So Roy Halley or Roy Halley, I'm not sure which way it's normally pronounced. I'm curious about him. Every song that you're going to hear on today's program was produced by Roy Halley. So he's quite a bit older than Paul Simon. Let's see. Paul Simon was born on October 13th in 1974, grew up in Queens. Roy Haley was born in 1934, so he's 40 years Paul Simon Sr. Roy Haley also comes from Long Island, New York, and he had a really interesting career. He started as a cameraman for CBS television in the 50s, and he moves to the West Coast, gets laid off from the TV, so he goes to work for Columbia Records in New York as an audio engineer, and he worked with Bob Dylan, and he was one of the producers and engineers that recorded the first long format radio song, Like a Rolling Stone. Radio songs used to be less than 3 minutes long, and Like a Rolling Stone was like 5 minutes long or something. And so Roy Haley's career, he started working with The Loving Spoonful, the Dave Clark Five, the Yardbirds, and then he started to work with Simon and Garfunkel. So like I said, every song today is going to be produced by Roy Haley. So let's go back a little bit. You know, it's the now and then concept. How did things start? And we're going to go back to the album from Simon and Garfunkel released in 1968 in April, the album called Book Ends. And it was produced by Simon, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, and Roy Haley. Roy did not produce all of the tracks on this album. One side of Bookends was produced by him, and it's the story of a lifetime, you know, old friends. It's a very lyrical, very melodic, serious side. Then the other side of the vinyl, because vinyl has two sides. CDs don't have two sides. Vinyl, two sides. You take a little intermission, you flip the record over. And that was mainly tracks for the movie The Graduate. Mike Nichols did a movie called The Graduate, and he asked Simon and Garfunkel to record, the title, a song for it. And this was one of the things that really took Simon and Garfunkel into the international arena. So we're going to hear a song called Mrs. Robinson, and you're going to notice the groove that's going on. One of the things that Roy Haley discovered that he did on this recording, which was a real signature thing for him and really affected the way that Simon and Garfunkel recorded, is that he would record them singing simultaneously in the same microphone. So both voices at the same microphone at the same time. So that face-to-face, that chemistry, and then the sound spinning together in the room, he records that. It's astounding. Next track we're going to hear is called America. So let's go back in time a little bit. Here's Simon and Garfunkel from 1968. And we're going to draw some conclusions about the songwriting styles that Paul Simon has. And you can trace these styles from the very beginning of his career, the work he did with Simon and Garfunkel, the work he did as a solo musician. As he has worked over his lifetime, he digs deeper and deeper into these styles. Master musician. This is Mrs. Robinson.
Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout. Look at this, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over. Cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. Said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Mm-hmm.
toss me a cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for a man.
Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel from their Bookends album released in 1968 and produced by them and Roy Haley. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. In today's program, we're digging into the songwriting skills, the singing skills of Paul Simon. That song, America, I think was recently used by Bernie Sanders in his presidential campaign in one of his TV spots. And, you know, Paul Simon, born in Newark, raised in Queens, a very unique perspective of America. He's very much of a New Yorker. And one of the things he writes about are these issues. He tries to describe a bigger picture. I mean, he writes beautiful love songs, but he also writes the kind of songs that try to describe the world in a bigger way. He also writes songs that are stories, like he makes up a story about a character and something inspires him. And he'll write a song that it's not just a biographical expression of what his current life is about. He's writing a song like a short story, like a narrative. And the other thing that's really apparent as his career has progressed, his interest in world music. Now, by world music, we mean anything that's not from the United States or Europe, which pretty much includes Africa and South America and Latin music and jazz and blues and reggae and all those things. So the success of the work that he did with Roy Haley on the Bookends album, Roy continued to produce them, and in their Simon and Garfunkel's final studio album, The Bridge Over Troubled Water in 1970, he produces that album as well. And you see further work in this direction of world music. We're going to listen to two tracks from this album. These songs are so carefully produced. The amount of time spent recording and mixing is astounding, and the number of musicians involved is really quite deep. But the backup players never got credits on the initial Simon and Garfunkel's recordings. It's not until this final studio recording from them in 1970 that they actually give credits to the backup musicians. Perhaps you've heard of a studio group of musicians called the Wrecking Crew. Well, that's who is backing Simon and Garfunkel on The Bridge Over Troubled Water. Paul is playing guitar, also Fred Carter Jr. Drums is Hal Blaine. Bass is Joe Osborne. Keyboard is Larry Knechtel. And strings by Jimmy Haskell and Ernie Freeman. So they finally give credits to the musicians, which I think is really interesting. And so there is a song, we're going to listen to it, called El Condor Pasa, which means If I Could. And it's a Peruvian song. And Paul Simon originally thought that it was a traditional melody from the Andean music, folk music of Peru. It turned out to have been written by somebody. And so the other thing to notice about this recording is the use of the Peruvian flutes. It's really quite beautiful, and it's so recognizable as an Indian Peruvian flute. And then after that, we're going to hear another song with an incredible rhythmic groove, which is something that Simon requires to write his songs, it seems. And if he can't come up with a groove, he'll go and get it from somewhere. So the song Cecilia has a really unusual accompaniment. And here's the story behind that. Garfunkel had gone out to Los Angeles to be an actor in another Mike Nichols movie, Catch 22. So Paul joined him out on the West Coast, and they were carrying around, Garfunkel had this little cassette recorder, and he was walking around recording just things like a falling bundle of drumsticks. So Garfunkel records all these sounds, and then he gives the tape, and then Paul Simon gives the tape to the producer, Roy Halley. And then Halley takes them into the studio, and he condenses the sounds and copies them and pastes them together, and he makes a percussion track. And then Paul Simon plays percussion and the xylophone. He's never played the xylophone before. Okay, and you put all of these strange effects together, and you come up with a song called Cecilia. And he didn't really have the lyrics. He came up with his lyrics and the whole song during the recording process. It's about this unfaithful girl who invites another lover into her bed while the first person is in the bathroom. So, you know, that's it's complicated, right? Let's listen to these two tracks from Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. First, El Cóndor Pasa.
Thank you.
Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. That's from 1970's Bridge Over Troubled Water. We heard El Cuando Pasa and Cecilia. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we are exploring the songwriting and the singing of Paul Simon, who has just released his 13th solo studio recording called Stranger to Stranger on June 3rd in 2016. So after that album, you know, everybody didn't expect it, but Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel stopped recording together as Simon and Garfunkel, and Simon began a very long and prosperous career as a solo singer-songwriter. And it's interesting because when I think of what was going on at that time, so much of the music was recorded by bands. And I think of the Beatles and John Lennon, and at that same time in the 70s, right there in 1970, they were all going off into their own solo careers. And one of the things John Lennon did was he and Yoko started this thing called the Plastic Ono Band. And the idea behind that was that they would have one name for the band, but the players would change. They could use different people playing the guitar, different people on the drums. They were not limited to being in a band. And for a lot of musicians in that time, you know, that was a real issue, a real artistic hurdle. Paul Simon did not have that problem. Paul Simon released the self-titled album called Paul Simon, the first solo album after he broke up with Garfunkel, in January of 1972. And it's no mystery that he continued to use Roy Haley as the producer and the engineer. And don't underestimate the importance not only of the producer but of the engineer to capture the sounds. The way you record things is so important. So this album, we're about to hear a track from Paul Simon's very first solo album, and then we're going to go back to his most recent solo album and kind of look at them side to side a little bit. When Paul Simon wrote these songs and was recording, in 1971, he was actually on the faculty at New York University. Paul Simon was teaching classes in songwriting all through the summer of 1971, and that's during the time that he was working on this album with Roy Haley. And it's incredible because it is his first solo album, but you hear all of these strains of music. You hear the Latin music, you hear the jazz and the blues and the reggae on this album. Perhaps you remember the song The Mother and Child Reunion. Well, that was recorded in Kingston, Jamaica. You know what I mean? A lot of the same musicians that appeared on Bridge Over Troubled Water, those Wrecking Crew guys, are on this album. Hal Blaine is playing drums. Larry Knechtel is back on keyboards. And, of course, Roy Haley is producing. The song that I want to play for you, there's so many amazing songs on this album. Such a rich prediction of the lifetime career this man will have. The song I want to play is called Duncan, and the instrumentation on this song is very similar to El Condor Pasa, except there's no drum set, there's no bass, there's no rock and roll band. It's Paul Simon on guitar and a group of musicians whose names were not given playing native Peruvian instruments. The group is called Los Incas, and you know the Incas, the Aztecs, Peru, and they're playing charango, which I'm assuming is some kind of a stringed Peruvian instrument. They're playing that Peruvian flute sound that we heard on El Condor Paso, and they're also playing, you know, handheld Peruvian drums, percussion. So here is, from 1972, Paul Simon's solo debut, featuring Peruvian flutes. The song is called Duncan. ¶¶
next room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend, and I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. In the knees of my jeans, I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about destituted as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. A young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost, and I seen that girl was the road to my survival. To her tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something, and I feel so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, oh, what a night. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers.
Paul Simon, from his first solo album in 1972, a title, self-titled Paul Simon. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're listening to Paul Simon's most recent recording called Stranger to Stranger, and it's produced by his friend Roy Haley. Now, you got to realize, when this recording is being made, Roy Haley is about 81 years old. And what an incredible energy he brings to this project. It turns out that not only did he produce Paul's debut solo album, but he was an important collaborator in some of the most groundbreaking and important recordings that Simon made coming up. So here's a couple of quotes from Roy. He was with Simon on his solo album, and he traveled with him. In 1985, he goes with Paul Simon to South Africa to record Graceland. And here's what Roy has to say about that. Quote, they were going to record something new that, quote, wasn't written yet. We were going with nothing. So it was a gamble. A lot of people thought we were nuts. I was having a ball recording these African guys. For a guy from my background, everything was so organized generally. Here in the rawness of that, the earthiness, I was in seventh heaven. So that's in 1985, they record Graceland, and then Roy continues traveling with Paul Simon as the engineer and producer. And the next album, called The Rhythm of the Saints, they go to Brazil. They go to Brazil together in West Africa. And Paul said that it was all congas, bass drums, ba-da-da, everything imaginable. So there's a certain excitement there. Well, one of the things that really marks this Stranger to Stranger album that Simon just released is the use of an incredible number, a variety of instrumentations. His last solo album, So Beautiful or So What, we saw a lot of the variety of instruments, but it's carried even further on this album. There's some really fascinating things. Because I was always personally loved the Brazilian groove and some of those Latin American type grooves that Simon got together, I really want to hear a track from his new album called Proof of Love, because it really strikes that chord for me. And Paul says that the song we're about to hear, Proof of Love, quote, was written about a visit I made in the summer of 2014 to Abadiania, a small town in central Brazil that is home to the healer John of God. It was an intense experience meeting with him there, and although I had no serious illness, I came away feeling that something had been cleansed from my being that was troubling me. So, Proof of Love, let me just read you who's playing what and what's going on. Simon's got the vocals, electric guitar, acoustic 12-string guitar, and the celeste, which is a stringed instrument like a harpsichord, but it sounds like bells. Vincent Nguni is playing acoustic guitars. Jamie Haddad is playing brushes. Sergio Martinez is playing percussion. This is one of those songs that uses the recordings of the flamenco dancers clapping their hands and snapping on the floor. Nino de los Reyes is doing the dancing, and they're recording his heels on the floor. Mick Rossi is playing harmonium. Alex Sopp is playing the flutes. Wyclef Glorden is playing the trombone. A man named C.J. Camilleri is playing the horns. Nico Muli is playing the celeste, that's the second celeste, and the orchestral bells. Whoa! And the song has such a groove. And the words, oh my God, the words. The words really are so beautiful. I'm going to read just three short little excerpts, and we're going to listen to this song called Proof of Love. Feel the sun. Drink the rain, let your body heal its pain, bathe beneath a waterfall of light. Yeah. I ask the Lord for proof of love. Love is all I seek, and when at times my words desert me, music is the tongue I speak. Silent night, still as prayer. Darkness fills with light. Love on earth is everywhere. Paul Simon, Proof of Love.
Begin again. No easy trick without a guide or walking stick. Begin before the bells of twilight peal. Downhill town, the road ahead, spiral as a serpent's bed. A teaspoon of desire for my meal. I trade my tears to ask the Lord.
You wave goodbye from the ambulance. My heart goes out to the stranger.
stranger to stranger if we met for the first time. This time, could you imagine us falling in love again? Words and melody, so the old story goes, fall from summer trees when the wind blows. I can't wait to see you walk across my doorway. I cannot be held accountable for the things I do or say. I'm just jittery, I'm just jittery. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing. Words and melodies, easy harmony, old time remedies, all in good time, although most of the time it's just hard working the same piece of clay, day after day, year after year. Certain melodies tear your heart apart. Reconstruction is a lonesome art. But I love to watch you walk across my doorway. I cannot be held accountable for the things I do or say. I'm just jittery, I'm just jittery. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. It's just a way of dealing with my joy. Just a way of dealing with my joy. If we met for the first time, this time, could you imagine us falling in love again? Still believing that love endures all the carnage and the useless.
Simon, the title track from Stranger to Stranger. One more quote from Paul. This album began, as mine often do, in a season of emotional winter, barren landscape, no ideas, anxiety about no ideas, lethargy, leading to increased caffeine consumption, in short, a not atypical basket of writer's feelings when the urge to create is stirring, but nothing comes of it. All this changes. Without a thank you, Lord, or phew, glad that's over, when a few chords coalesce or a rhythmic idea snaps into play. Paul Simon. Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. I hope you loved Paul Simon's newest recording as much as I did. Thank you for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 p.m., and I've got 84 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered. We're member-supported. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. We'll have a few headlines from NPR to kick off the hour, and then we'll hear some incredible, impressive ideas about food. The Splendid Table. Support